Frank Byrne is president of St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. He called the cost shifting that goes on the Robin Hood method of providing care.
We charge the people who can pay more to cover the 45 million who can't. That drives your cost up and adds somewhere around $1,800 to $3,000 to each family's health plan cost. That's unsustainable.
Various funding mechanisms are on the table, almost all drawing criticism to some degree. Businesses don't want to pay for health care if they don't offer it now. Hospitals say they can't afford to take lower government reimbursement. Jeffrey Grossman is with the UW Medical Foundation. He says the number one issue is to get more people insured.
And I think that there has to be a leap of faith that once we get people insured, we will find a way to deal with the revenues and the cost issues.
The current proposals under consideration by Congress aren't so much about reforming health care as reforming insurance. When and if the day to reform health care comes, Meritor President Jim Woodward says there will be hard choices.
If you have an alcoholic who refuses to quit, if you have a morbidly obese patient who refuses to go through a weight loss program, should they be penalized if they're not pursuing a wellness track? Should they pay more for their health care? Should their insurance be more?
The forum was hosted by UW-Madison School of Business. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.